live in a time when the country is deeply divided. In the current environment, the American people have to know that there are places in the government where the rule of law, not politics, holds sway, and where they will be treated fairly based solely on the facts and the even-handed application of the law. The Department of Justice must be that place. I did not pursue this position, and when my name was first raised, I was reluctant to be considered and indeed proposed a number of alternative candidates. If confirmed, I will serve with the same independence I did in 1991.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, January 15th, 2019, and you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. Now, the question often for small business owners and operators and entrepreneurs is, where can I find information that it would be really helpful to my business? And I have to say that coming, listening to this program is one place that you can be sure to uncover opportunities that you can explore for your business, or uncover ideas that you can explore. So I encourage you to visit with us every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Quite often I have guests that come in for to be interviewed. Next week and the week after, I have several guests. One of my guests in the coming weeks will be Frank Clark, who is very concerned about the opioid addictions and in going on in New Jersey and especially in this area. And he's going to have suggestions. So listen to this program. I think it's next week. So I believe it's the 25th of January. But you're always going to find information here that will be helpful. So it's always a good idea to have a pencil and paper handy so that you can take notes. And by the way, if you need to gain more information on the topics that we cover, or if you would like to be interviewed, or you have the name of someone that I should contact to be interviewed, please, by all means, give me a call. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my phone number here in New Jersey is 908-832-9544, or you can send me an email at vmorgan, V-M-O-R-G-A-N, at Russmore, R-U-S-S-M-O-R.com. The name of my business is Russmore Mentoring Group, and it's a division of Califon Connection, LLC, which is actually one of three companies under the Califon Connection, LLC, business name. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about some top marketing trends in 2019, supported by fundamentals that you have to be aware of and you have to refine in order to compete in this marketplace. But before I get there, I thought I'd take a look at the weather. Right now it's pretty mild out. It's in the high 30s, and you might want to at least enjoy this weather. After a while, it's not going to be so nice anymore. But right now, the temperature is about 38 degrees and with light winds. And then tonight, we're looking at a low of 23 degrees with light and variable winds. Now, tomorrow on Wednesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and in the morning and with a high of about 40 degrees. And then Wednesday night, it'll be mainly clear skies with a low of 22 degrees with winds light and variable. When I come back for an extended forecast, we'll look at Thursday and beyond. But first, I have to turn off all the sound on my cell phone. So there you go. I'll do that. So I'm glad that you're listening today. We are live on Facebook. This program is a podcast that is also archived on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. So if you go to their website, you can listen to this program once again, or you can listen to other programs. I've been doing this for several years now, and I've had wonderful guests. In fact, I really should be putting out a directory of all the people that I've interviewed. One of these days I'm going to do that. But if you're looking for certain topics that we may have already covered, I can help you on there, or we'll cover them again in another program, because today we have to be lifelong learners. If we're not, we're going to be struggling in business more so. Last week we talked about the skills that companies need in order to survive. So that was on January 8th. So keep that in mind if you want to learn. About the kind of employees or the kind of skills you should have in order for your business to be successful. But today we're talking about top marketing trends for 2019. Now, a lot of this information surfaced on a website called PR 2020. And PR 2020 is a company that provides marketing information, but they're connected also with HubSpot. And HubSpot is a company that was founded by two gentlemen in the early 2000 range of years, sometime then. They developed the concept of inbound marketing. That's something you have to have a mindset for. You have to have an inbound marketing mindset. And in fact, the gentleman who developed, and I'll think of his name in a minute, but the gentleman who developed the PR 2020 company online actually took the concepts of inbound marketing and created an ebook. And if you have a chance to go there, you type into into a Google search, inbound marketing game plan ebook. And if you find it, which I think you will, you'll see a graphic in the beginning of the ebook that looks like a football field. So that's where it's green and blue, and you'll know that you found it. So if you have a chance to study inbound marketing, I think it'll be very helpful, because you want people to knock on your door. That's the bottom line. You can do all the marketing outreach in the world, and in fact, most of what people do is called interruptive marketing. It's the having a website, it's sending out newsletters, sending out blogs, newsletters, emails, even being a speaker. These are messages that go out. But there has to be a call to action to get people to act. And you want them to come back to you. You want them to knock on your door, because if they're not knocking at your door, it's going to be harder to find customers, and it's going to be harder to groom people from being suspects to prospects to having them becoming customers and then repeat customers and loyal customers. So you want people to knock on your door. So the information I'm sharing with you today actually came from PR 2020, and the name of the fellow who owns that company escapes me at the moment, but doesn't. But you can always look up PR 2020. But on his website and in his newsletter, he makes some of the following statements. So I'm going to share information with you. I will read some of this, because there's so much good information here, I don't want to lose it. But just like any structure is built on a sturdy foundation, marketing depends on strong ground-up approach, or else may fail. So marketing success isn't derived from a single outperforming team member, a highly efficient technology integration, or one successful campaign. It's actually a strong marketing program with core layers that's in success from multiple campaigns, perspective, team members, and stakeholders. So a lot of times when I'm doing counseling or mentoring of a business, they'll say, what's the one best marketing you can do? There is no one best. You have to have multiple exposures from a guerrilla marketing standpoint, and I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. From that perspective, you have to have multiple exposures. And in theory, it may take nine exposures for someone to finally see you, to understand what you do. And, of course, if the need's not there, they're not going to do business with you. So that means that you have to constantly be marketing your information out to your target audiences. So reassessing your marketing foundation may lead to admitting some past failures or clashing opinions, but there are benefits to taking a step back, including having an honest and open conversation about your business, forecasting potential, and aligning expectations. So it's all positive. So what are some of the fundamentals that, or the foundations that you build on in order to implement the different marketing strategies that are available to you? And there are many, many marketing strategies that, and tactics that you, and tools that you can implement. So in business, it may seem that marketing and business foundations are separate beasts, but in fact, that's not the case. One depends upon the other. So you have to think in terms of aligning your business core competencies, such as life cycle stage, average sales cycle, revenue goals, and aligning them with your marketing cores, which might include budgeting, the number of marketing employees you have, your marketing goals, and you can expect misalignment if you don't really, business plan has to work with the marketing plan. Otherwise, you may not be very successful, or maybe not soon enough. The alignment of business and marketing can result in more realistic goal setting, and you also have to always have to set goals. Don't do anything until you've determined what your goals are for your in your business plan and in your marketing plan, and very, very important. So when you're assessing your business to layer into your marketing strategies, here are some questions that you have to ask yourself about your business so that you can be sure that you're on the right track. The first one is, who are our competition? Who are the competitors? It's amazing how many people don't know who their competitors are. You have to study them, and you have to find out what their strengths and weaknesses are. Their strengths will lead them to opportunities that will be beneficial to them. Their weaknesses may be such that they become detrimental to a business. So know your competition. And what are their advantages? You know, what are the benefits that they make available to their clients? You have to be aware of that competition. So you have to say, well, what are our competitive advantages, and how can we get the word out about them? How about the customer service that you provide? Are you customer-centric? Something to think about. Here's a question. If we gain more business, will the customer service rates suffer? What about tolerance for risk? Are we up for an innovative marketing campaign that has unknown results, or do we need to stick with what we know? So you have to study to make sure that you're on the right track, that you understand your customers, you understand how to reach them. And finally, what's the company's vision? Now, people sometimes get vision and missions mixed up. A vision comes first, because you have to have this visionary approach to what you think you want to do, and then the mission is how you carry it out. So there should be no confusion. A vision comes before mission. And by the way, there are many companies that will post their mission statements as well as their vision statements for the employees to see, because they need to know why they're there, what the company is planning to do, and what their goals are. And what kind of marketing are you going to do to get us where you want to be? So these are questions with regard to the business. Now, when it comes to talent, how good can your marketing be without a driven, performance-hungry team at the core? Now, some people can't afford to hire team members who will be overseeing the marketing. Some companies are so small that the owners have to do it themselves. So whether you do it yourself or whether you hire somebody to do it, you need to know what the plan is. You have to have a plan that you're going to be following. So the biggest challenge in building a marketing team is that they are endless. There are endless possibilities, but then again, there's no one right way to do any of it. So as you build a stronger marketing core, consider talent-related questions like, what are the roles and responsibilities of my existing team? Are there gaps in their capabilities? Maybe. Again, if you're the owner, you're the decision maker, you have to understand what your company needs to be successful in its marketing program. How do we improve efficiency and productivity across the whole team? So maybe if you have people come from different generations, it's a matter of managing those people based on their what drives them. So you have to understand them. So now we're getting into more information that you have to be aware of. Are there areas we can improve our culture as a means to attract top talent? very important. I was reading recently that the youngest generation that will be coming into the workforce and may already be there are the I generations, or some people call them the Z generation. Those young people, they're in high school and college now, they want the employers that they work for to be successful. So how do you attract the kind of people that have the passion, the momentum, and the desire to be a part of that team? You don't need to hire somebody, train them, and then have them decide they don't want to be there anymore. So keep in mind that marketing teams differ by headcount, positions, employment history, and skills. There's no perfect ratio that defines how many team members you should have or what roles equal results. What drives success of one team may not translate across all marketing departments, especially as you look across industries, vertical categories, as well as what the goals might be. Now, we're going to go on to technology and a few other foundations for launching your 2019 marketing plan. But before we get there, we have a couple of messages from our sponsors, and then I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington on the Hunterdon Chamber radio program. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We've been talking about foundations for launching your 2019 marketing plan. And I talked about the business development itself and the core competencies that you need and the assessment and the, you know, planning for your business. We talked about the talent that you need to do the marketing work. Now, the next one to talk about is the technology. And today we have technology is king at this point. We have a lot of marketing automation and artificial intelligence, and all of this technology is capable of reducing the manual tasks. They speed up the processes, and they give us a better data. So if you can hire somebody, if you can't do this kind of work, if you can't introduce these resources into your business, you may have to hire somebody. Sometimes the colleges like Raritan Valley Community College have intern programs or maybe folks there that can give you a hand with these things. But gaps in your technology stack and outdated solutions or untrained team members can cause more harm than good. So that's why it's beneficial to assess your current technologies, focusing on questions like, do we clearly understand the features, functionality, and value of our existing technology? Are the existing technologies being fully utilized by our marketing team or by people in the office? Another question might be, are there redundancies within our solutions that lead to inefficiencies? And what are we doing to keep up with innovations in marketing technology, products, and services? One thing I know you can keep up with is attend classes, join trade associations for your industry. Chances are there are going to be programs or articles that you can read that will give you a leg up, so to speak, in being efficient within the industry that you're working. And then there's a strategy. A strong marketing core goes hand in hand with a well-thought-out and researched marketing strategy. A survey uncovered that marketers have a documented strategy that have a documented strategy outperform those that don't by a whopping 538%. It's true. Most companies, first of all, people don't understand what marketing is, first of all. And just to give you a little clue, based on J. Cameron Levinson, who's the father of guerrilla marketing, marketing is every bit of contact to get repeat and referral business. So every bit of contact could be the artificial intelligence, the different automated programs that you might have that reach out to your clients, or if somebody calls your office, there are automated programs that are user-friendly, perhaps. So marketing is how you treat people. It's how you look, how you act. It has to do with the every bit of contact, your business card, your personal appearance, the way you treat people, the way you answer the telephone. These are all part of your marketing, but it's amazing that many companies just do not have a marketing strategy. So that in itself can put them ahead of their competition. A well-documented strategy is about executing with intent. It aligns activities with goals and should pull in key insights about your business, target personas, areas of growth, and more. Consider these questions. What makes our company unique, and what's our value proposition? Why should people do business with you? Why are you in this business? These are things to think about. What are your current target markets, and how will those evolve in the next 1 to 3 years? Business is changing at such a rapid pace that you have, in many respects, you have to almost reinvent yourself to accommodate the customer or the target audience that you want to go after. But know your target market. And it's interesting. I've had people, when I've said to some people, who is your target audience? Oh, here, I'll give you an example. I've worked in the pet industry for over 40 years as a marketer and salesperson, as a trainer, speaker, consultant. And I've said to people, who is your target audience? And they'll say, well, anybody that has a dog. This might be a manufacturer of pet chews or shampoo. And they'll say, anybody with a dog. Well, my response is, you can't sell anybody. It has to be somebody. So in the case of dogs or dog owners, would these be dogs that are large dogs, little dogs? Would it be German Shepherds? Would it be attack dogs? Would it be agility dogs? Would it be show dogs? Would it be just the ordinary pet owner? Is it a German Shepherd, a poodle? You know, you can't do business with anybody. It has to be somebody. A lot of people just do not realize how important it is to have target audiences. Once you identify them, then it's possible for you to reach out and start selling to that target. And then are there any milestones like product updates, industry activities in the next 6 to 12 months that would be highly relevant to your marketing strategy? So in other words, you have to have a strategy for your marketing. You just can't. You know what people do? They spend money first with no goals, because that's all they know is to maybe have run advertisements someplace or put an ad in a magazine or a newspaper. There's no strategy. And as I said earlier, you can't have a standalone marketing tactic. You have to coordinate all of your tactics so that they work in tandem in terms of surrounding the target audience with an awareness of you and your business. And then the last one here is performance. At the end of the day, your marketing core must be performance-driven. If it's not, you can prove your marketing return on your investment on any marketing campaign. You just, How can you prove the results of your marketing return on investments? So you have to have strategies, tactics, and goals, and you're going to track them. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes also. Many times, understanding your market performance starts by defining your key performance indicators, known as KPIs, and goals for each one. Start with questions like, how do we define monthly, quarterly, and annual goal values for priority key performance indicators? How can we calculate our ROI, or return on investment, of marketing overall and at a campaign and at what campaign level? How are KPIs currently being tracked and monitored? Do we have standardized scorecard and reporting process? There's a lot to this. It's not really all that simple. But if you spend the time to plan ahead and pay attention to these five things, these five areas that I've talked about, and I'd be happy to send a copy of this to you, then you can proceed with your marketing program. And you can proceed in utilizing all the tools that are indeed available to you. So as a connection to what we've just talked about in terms of the foundations for launching your marketing plan, there are many marketing trends that may have occurred in previous years, but they are becoming very strong for 2019 and beyond. So I'm going to touch on these as well. And I have about, oh, goodness, how many of these we have? 25? I don't even know how many are here. Oh, no, not that many. Anyway, maybe six or seven. Anyway, I'll be happy to send you this report as well, which I downloaded off of PR 2020. So marketing is so important. People don't understand it. You're not a born marketer. You're not a born salesperson. There are skills that need to be learned. Yes, people sometimes are lucky. They say the right things. They focus on the right goals. But it's probably by chance that happens. I do believe these are skills that have to be learned and you have to practice. And I think there is also some trial and error when it comes to your program, because there's no magic bullet at all. And you have to try. If something doesn't work, you try something else. So before I get into the next segment of my information here, let's take a moment for some news and the weather.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill continue for Attorney General nominee William Barr. During that hearing, Barr says he will not be bullied.
I am not going to do anything that I think is wrong, and I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody.
Barr was also asked if he believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller is involved in a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone, the President, Congress, and the American people, that this matter be resolved by allowing the Special Counsel to complete his work.
Congressional Democrats rejected President Trump's invitation to a lunch meeting at the White House to discuss border security. Negotiations are continuing over a bid to keep Sears open and operating. Sears Chairman Eddie Lampert is now offering more than $5 billion for the bankrupt company, a deal that would keep hundreds of stores open across the nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here in beautiful downtown Flemington, New Jersey. I'm at the the Chamber's radio studio, which it's a room. Eventually, we're going to have a real studio, I understand. In fact, we have a meeting today, and I'll find out more about that. But this is WHCRDB, and we consider this to be the voice of business here in Flemington and New Jersey. So I hope that you always come back and listen to our programs. You can listen while you're driving in the car. You can listen in your office off your computer. But we have a lot of hosts here that put on wonderful programs on every imaginable topic, so I can't even get into all the list of topics, but please take advantage of it. So let's see. With regard to the weather for today, we're looking at it's mild right now, so with a low, tonight's a low of 23 degrees. Wednesday, tomorrow, it'll be high of about 40 degrees, and then a low of 22 at nighttime. Thursday will be partly cloudy with a high of 34 degrees with winds light and variable. But here's the kicker. Thursday night, snow likely with a low of 28 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Chance of snow is 90%. So don't stay out too late. And there may be anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow depending upon where you happen to be living in New Jersey. Then on Friday, we're looking at showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 42 degrees, and a chance of rain on Thursday is about 50%. And then Friday night with a low of about 25 degrees. What's happening Saturday? Let's see if we can look at that. Saturday, partly cloudy, and there may be a chance of snow, about 50% chance of snow on Saturday. So we're looking at snow on Thursday and maybe Saturday. Okay, so much for the weather. So let's take a look at the some of the trends in marketing for the new year, keeping in mind the foundations that I first presented to you. So first of all, we have here what's called ABM, or account-based marketing. It's the act of honing in on key accounts. So again, you have to know who your target audience is. If you have customers already established, they are your accounts, but perhaps you have... There are accounts that whose business you would like to get, and you would put them into a category as being hot prospects. These are people that you've qualified. It wouldn't be the suspects. You need to qualify companies before they become prospects. So if you start marketing to people without qualifying them, it's like you're throwing any of your marketing dollars against the wall to see what sticks. So ABM, or account-based marketing, is honing in on key accounts, creating hyper-targeted content and campaigns, and delivering a personalized experience to the companies that matter the most. Instead of casting a wide net and hoping to gain leads, account-based marketing encourages marketers to divine their target buyers first and then reverse engineer the funnel to target them. So in understanding who your target audiences are, I recommend no more than 4 categories or vertical categories of target audiences. In some cases, 2 or 3 are adequate because there's so much marketing you can do to reach your target audience. And keep in mind that marketing has to go 24/7. It just doesn't stop. So marketing teams will put a heavier focus and work on building out true strategies around account-based marketing. This coming year, or this new year, take a step back and first align your marketing and sales goals and models around a set of strategic accounts. So again, know your target audience. And by the way, when you're setting out marketing messages to your target audience, it has to be a message that resonates with them, which means you've got to study the target, study the accounts, know what's important to them, and hit them with information that is beneficial. Keep in mind that your target audiences don't buy what you do, they buy what they get. So you have to really be driven by the need to show them what the benefits are when they do business with your company. Don't talk about yourself, talk about them and what's in it for them to do business with you. So the question with each of these points I'm going to be bringing up would be, how can I apply it? So start by ironing out your company's dream clients and customers. Consider top personas, your company or service value proposition, and how you'll actually target them through personalized ads or reaching out through LinkedIn, targeted email nurturing campaigns. There's a lot of different strategies that you can implement in order to reach that that target. And by the way, from a guerrilla marketing standpoint, 60% of your marketing should be to the people you already do business with, because you can't afford to lose a customer. It costs far more to attract a new customer than it costs to keep one. So 60% of your marketing would be to the people you already have. 30% would be to that ideal group that would be like the customers who have put food on the table for you. And then only 10% of your marketing time, energy, and imagination would go into throwing it against the wall, marketing information to those people that you're not sure about actually reaching, but you want to give them a try. So go put your time, energy, and imagination into the direction where you know it's going to pay off. Once the framework for your account-based marketing program is established, including your target accounts and how you'll measure success, consider a technology to help with some of that legwork. So there's a lot of technology out there, and I had mentioned that earlier, that you need to have technology helping you run your business because it saves time and money ultimately. So there are account-based execution software. There are account-based reporting software. There's marketing account intelligence software and marketing account management software. So if you don't know what this means or what these types of programs would offer, you're going to have to take classes or attract somebody who can help you, perhaps a consultant that can help you set up if they're not on the staff with you. Now, another one would be benefit-driven content, which is kind of what I just talked about. We've repeatedly heard that due to the explosion of low-quality blog writing, content marketing is dead. Now, in 2019, having a blog or creating premium content may no longer be enough, but we believe content marketing is still going strong. In other words, today you are not an advertiser, you're a publisher, and you're publishing with content that's important and relevant to the target audiences. So, in fact, in Forbes magazine, it was stated that consumers are putting more trust in others they know and reputable, and as well as their reputable content, but not the ads themselves. So, more trust in others that they know, and the content that they read. While there may be an infinite increase in content creation, but it's not all benefit driven. So Forbes recommends exploring fresh tactics to incorporate into your content, and so that you can deliver real value, like influencer marketing and referral partnerships. Again, what's your content? What's going to attract your type of customer? Top-performing companies this year will extend content efforts far beyond the marketing department to the distribution of helpful and repurposed material internally to be multi-beneficial. So keeping everybody on the same page within the organization is critical. It's having those talking points that everybody is aware of. Everybody knows what the goals of the company are. So keep everybody in the company informed, and keep them informed to the point that they have to be customer, and client-centric in their presentation and their information that they're creating in that content, in order to keep customers coming back. And people, again, buy the benefits. They don't buy what you do. They buy the benefits. Now, the next one is, so how do you do some of these things? In this day and age, chances are you're already invested in content marketing in one way or another, but top-performing content will challenge the ordinary, both in terms of creation and production. Consider applying the 80-20 method, which states that you should spend 20% on content production and 80% on the distribution to really get your efforts to be seen by those target audiences. Remember to share your content outside of marketing. Ask sales department for the top questions that they receive, and turn customer concerns into a blog post, for example, or create how-to videos to share with a customer service or service team to improve customer satisfaction. So everything's connected. I always think in terms of a full circle approach. Everything we do is connected. So think about that. Think of surrounding the target audience, thinking of that full circle approach in communicating to people within the organization so that, again, that they're all on that same page. Very important. Okay, let's see what else I have for you. Oh, we have a few more messages from our sponsors, and I will be back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The next category for your marketing plan would be video marketing. Now, as I said earlier, written content is considered to be not as powerful as it used to be in the past. However, considering you're still going to need written content, you're still going to need content in your written material, but consider also exploring the exploding medium like video. Video is expected to account for 85% of all internet traffic in 2019. After reading that, do you really want to be in the lower 25%? So, or the lower 15%? So, imagine video videos will reach about 85% of all internet traffic. So, what are you going to do for your video? You can, one of the tips would be you can create videos, little short videos, and put them on YouTube, create a YouTube channel, and have a lot of information presented through that. There are other sources for or places where you can post your videos. This past year, 65% of ad impressions on Instagram were the result of video content, and this is expected to grow even further. With this type of growth and consumption of video ads by consumers, video ads should be part of every marketer's strategy in 2019. Marketers can accelerate their video and content by running video ads on YouTube and also Instagram. So keep in mind, marketing is education. So what are you doing to educate your target audience with information that will help them to be better at what they do, while at the same time supporting your business? So consider video marketing. Here's a tip. If you're at a trade show, I teach trade show marketing and event marketing. Perhaps you would speak to somebody who comes into your booth, take a selfie video, and then have a little quickie discussion with that person, and then post it on your on YouTube or on Instagram. So that not only supports your business, but also supports the other person if it happens to be a B2B situation. So for video, there are endless opportunities in marketing. So here's a couple of things you can think about: using social channels, including video-based advertisements, live streaming events, Q&A for product launches. You know, I have a friend who is selling some healthcare products on Facebook, And she just films these videos in her kitchen, I think. And then she'll take a picture of herself before and after using the products that she's selling. And sometimes she offers special deals. She makes shares information that she's gained from some of her customers. Great idea. Use immersive 360-degree footage for live events, time lapses, or tours. What about swapping written content for videos on blogs and landing pages? So video marketing is really, really important, and you got to do it. Now another area would be social media, data-driven decision-making. While you may not be a data scientist, everything from campaign goals down to individual tactics must be backed by data to gauge performance. Social media today is on the same page, predicting that data-driven decision-making will be more important than ever in 2019. Using data helps eliminate shiny object syndrome, or in other words, instead of being the first on a new social network, consider what data you have on past efforts to fuel the best, most personalized experiences for your prospects and customers. So here's some thoughts. Measure everything, landing page views, conversion rates, and so forth. Measure how many people have opened up your emails and how many have clicked through with information, seeking additional information. Contact preferences. Who have people contacted? What landing pages have they gone to on your website? Using this sort of data, you can better tie past performance to future recommendations to reap the best success. Then there's artificial intelligence, which may seem like an untouchable job-stealing buzzword. In reality, it's simply not the case, and it's actually making marketers' lives better and easier everywhere. So in 2019, we will see growth in artificial intelligence-powered data and tools, chat and creative artificial intelligence, and targeting and automation. So first, define where your team's largest inefficiencies live or where manual tasks are occurring. One of the simplest steps in adoption starts with replacing an inefficient or manual tasks with artificial intelligence-powered technology. And so where do you get that technology? There are buyer's guides that you can seek out to make decisions on what you need for your business. I know the other day I called, we have a drug insurance plan with Humana, and I called them on the telephone to get renewals on my prescriptions, and it was all done with artificial intelligence. And it was very smooth, it was user-friendly, and I had a pretty good feeling about it. Sometimes I think AI or artificial intelligence doesn't function real well. Sometimes it's not user friendly, but in this case with Humana, it worked fine. So of course now I have to make sure I get my prescriptions mailed to me, but and then I'll know for sure it worked. But times are changing. If you don't keep up with the technology, you don't keep up with these strategies. If you don't have content that you're sharing with your audiences, it's going to take a while, because in business today, if you're not online, if you can't be found, you don't come up in searches, you don't exist. And is that where you want to be, or do you want to be findable? So do some Google searches on yourself to see if you come up in those searches, and do some Google searches on your competition. It'll be interesting to see what comes up. So we're going to be coming to a close here in a few minutes, but I wanted to thank you for listening to this program today, and just to share a little bit about myself with you as well. I have Russmore Mentoring Group, and that's a business where I do speaking and consulting and teaching, and I teach classes at Raritan Valley Community College on behalf of the Small Business Development Center. So I teach business plans, marketing plans, selling skills. These are things you need to do if you're going to have a business. I also do counseling there. Who do you talk to when you have a problem about the business? Most people can't talk to a spouse or their mother or their girlfriend or an employee in the business. You need to talk to someone who has some outside knowledge about business, who can listen clearly and put two and two together when you're explaining what your concerns are. So I do that, and I've counseled thousands of people. I don't even know. One of these days I'm going to have to sit down and go through. I still have all my files. So I know I have written records of how many people I've actually counseled over the years and from every walk of life. And in fact, I have friends that are consultants, and I used to think to myself years ago, how can they do that when they've never been there and actually done the work? But I think that the more experience you have, the more interaction you have with other people. And, of course, I have a lot of business experience. I've been self-employed for over 40 years. I have that working knowledge that I can share with people and enables me to put two and two together. So if you ever want to talk about your business, even just call me up and, you know, I can talk to you for 10 or 15 minutes. I won't charge, but I can answer questions that maybe somebody else can answer. So you're more than welcome to give me a call. My phone number, I'm in Hunterdon County. My phone number is 908-832-9544. And or you can send me an email, vmorgan@russmore.com. It's V-M-O-R-G-A-N at Russmore, R-U-S-S-M-O-R.com. And put in writing what your concerns are. Also, if you'd like to be interviewed on this program, we could use it as a brainstorming session. There are actually, I've had clients here, or guests, I should call them guests. I've had them come, and we talk about their business, and they're feverishly taking notes to figure out, so they can figure out how they're going to approach different issues that they're facing in their business. And it can be a learning opportunity for the folks who listen to the program. So please take advantage of this. I'd love to have you contact me. So, again, I'll be here in the next 2 weeks. I do plan to have some other guests here in the next couple weeks. So I hope you'll listen because they're going to be interesting. The other thing I wanted to put a plug in for Russmore Mentoring Group, not only Russmore Mentoring Group, but also Russmore Marine, and that's a business that my husband runs that enables us to sell floating docks to people who have waterfront property. We also sell portable ramps for people for handicap situations, special needs situations, as well as for ship-to-shore transfers. And so if you want to know more information about ramps or floating docks that you leave in the water year-round, you can give us a call. Again, it's the same number, 908-832-9544. I had to put a plug in for that. And finally, Animal Brands is my pet industry business. And if you know somebody who wants to get in the pet industry but they're not sure how to do it, and I've been in it for over 40 years, I'd be more than happy to give them a hand, give them some help in launching in the pet business. Or maybe not launching. Maybe after I hear what they want to do, I'll be honest and say it's not going to work. But whatever. Keep us in mind. So look forward to seeing you and hearing you, finding out that you listen to this program next week, next Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So have a great week. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
There are no tears at the White House as news that an Iranian missile launch was a failure. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Iranian rocket did lift off on Tuesday, but scientists there say it failed to succeed at putting a satellite into orbit in a launch that was previously criticized by the United States as helping the Islamic Republic further develop its ballistic missile program. The scientists say the satellite failed to reach the necessary speed in the third stage of its launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has alleged that Iran's space program is helping it develop a missile capable of carrying a nuclear weapon to the mainland U.S.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River. A flock of geese disabled the engine moments after taking off from LaGuardia. All 155 passengers on the plane did survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millionaires tend to have five characteristics in common. That's according to financial expert and New York Times best-selling author Chris Hogan. Hogan is author of a new book titled Everyday Millionaires. Now, for that book, Hogan went and sat down with 10,000 millionaires and talked to them about how they accumulated their wealth. One of the key findings was that all millionaires ended up being debt-free through hard work. Hogan explains.
Getting out of debt is going to be that first tool. Whenever your income gets to stay with you and go work for you, i.e. in investments, it's a much better plan than it going off to someone else. So I want people to attack their debt. And I'm talking about credit cards, student loans, car loans. So the best plan for that is to make a list of your debt, smallest to biggest, write it down on paper, look at it. And I want you to attack the little one first while making minimum payments on all the rest. And as you throw everything but the kitchen sink at that little debt, you'll move on to the next one once you have it paid off. So getting yourself out of debt, getting yourself in control with learning the skills of budgeting. We have a fantastic budgeting tool called EveryDollar. They can go to EveryDollar.com and learn how to budget for free. And then I want people to save. I want them to get a 3 to 6 month emergency fund set aside so when the car breaks down or life happens, they have money to reach to instead of begging for more debt. And then finally, investing. That's the best way to grow your money. Time and compound interest allow your money to grow.
Hogan also noted only 21% of millionaires received any inheritance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?